Whether you're here in person or watching online, I just want to say, hey, what's up? if you don't know me, my name is Alex. I'm one of the pastors here. I like hanging out with kids and students. Not that adults aren't fun, but I don't know. Students are cooler. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, you know you were cooler when you were younger. All right. I don't know about you, but I love finding funny videos on Facebook and YouTube or whatever. I just love scrolling through and just watching maybe the same YouTuber or different ones, but just funny videos are my go-to videos. And I love sharing these videos with people. I just want to, like, some people, I know their sense of humor, so I'm like, hey, you'll really like this. Some I save for later so I can show them in person and see the face on see their facial expressions when they watch the video and get that approval of, like, that was funny, yeah. Anybody else like doing that? Sharing things? Sometimes I'm happy with the outcome of you know, their facial expression. They enjoy the video that I shared, but other times they don't find it as funny as I do. Do you ever get that? And that's okay. Everybody has their own opinions, even if they're wrong. I know I'm not the only one that likes to share things with people, likes to pass on a message or a video or something, right? Raise your hand if you get excited about sharing something with somebody. Yeah? All right. Most everybody in here. Some of you just are selfish and like to keep it to yourself, huh? I'm kidding. there's all sorts of reasons we pass messages along, right? Maybe the message is funny. Maybe it's dramatic. Maybe it's just shocking. Or maybe it's just adorable. My wife loves adorable dog videos and shows me all the time. And almost always when she's like, I know she's watching a dog video, right? Maybe the message is just really good news and you want to share it with somebody. You just can't wait to share it, right? But it's not just messages that we get excited to pass on. Have you ever heard of paying it forward? Yeah? All right. Good. I don't have to explain everything, but paying it forward is like if you pay for somebody's bill at a restaurant, or you pay for somebody's groceries behind you in line, or the drive-through, or, you know, whatever it might be. There's a restaurant in Philadelphia, Philly, that does its whole point is a paying it forward kind of concept. They sell slices of pizza for $1, and then they encourage everybody to then pay another $1 for a sticky note. And this sticky note, they get to write down an encouraging message or whatever, you know, happy face or whatever, and then they can stick it on the wall. $1 for a sticky note. You might be thinking, what a ripoff, right? But they're actually paying for a slice of pizza for somebody else in need. So you walk into this restaurant. If you're a homeless person or you're just in need of a hand, you can just take a sticky note off the wall, bring it up, and exchange it for a slice of pizza. That's pretty cool. This restaurant, I watched a video of it, and they had thousands of sticky notes on their walls. You couldn't find an empty spot on the wall. And this idea of paying it forward with this restaurant made it popular, it made it successful, and it made people think of what else they could be doing besides just giving a dollar and paying for somebody's pizza. It started making them think about, where is that person sleeping? What else is that person struggling with? And it made people start to think. And this restaurant was a big influencer in helping the community and helping others think bigger than themselves, right? Most of the time, influencers become influencers because of the things they pass on, most of the time like online these days, okay? Some gain influence by passing on like a new dance or, you know, just a joke or like makeup tutorials, or maybe they're like playing video games and they're streaming, and people watch these trying to see what they should be doing. And these people influence others in what they're doing and what they're saying, right? When we hear the word influencer, we often think about internet fame. But what if I told you that you had the opportunity to be a kind of influencer with even a bigger impact beyond social media? You may not own a pizzeria, you might not have a million followers, and you might not be like the most well-known person in your community or your neighborhood even, but you have some impact, important and world-changing messages to pass on. Did you know that? Amen. Not just through your words, but with your actions too. But sometimes we accidentally pass on the wrong messages, either through words or actions. It could be as simple as accidentally giving somebody the wrong date to a party, or it could be a lot bigger than that. It could be you accidentally communicating something hurtful, or insensitive, or maybe even destructive. Maybe someone thought you didn't care about them because you forgot to reply to their text. Or a friend got hurt because of a joke that you made. Or a misunderstanding led to a big conflict. We've all had moments when we sent the wrong message by accident or misinterpreted information by mistake. We all know that sinking feeling in our stomach when you realize that you messed up, right? And it's even worse when that message has a really big importance to it. If you're familiar with the story of Jesus, you might know that all of Jesus' followers everywhere have been challenged to pass on a certain specific message. In the Bible, it's often called the gospel or the good news. Jesus calls us to pass on the good news with our words and with our actions. But what is the good news? What is the good news? What's this message that Jesus invites us to pass on? The good news is that God came to earth as a person named Jesus to rescue us from sin and from death. Jesus died, but now he's alive. And through his resurrection from the dead, we can have life too. That's the good news, right? Amen. Amen? That's what we're talking about when we say the gospel or the good news. In your Bible, you'll find the book of Acts. There we meet a woman named Tabitha. And Tabitha had a pretty incredible story, pretty unexpected, and she had a really awesome pass-it-on experience with the good news of Jesus. But before we get to Tabitha, Let me tell you about the book of Acts real quick. Just in case you're not totally familiar with the book of Acts. The book of Acts was written by a man named Paul. Not Paul, wow. Luke. Luke. I have it written right there too. Luke. Luke was a doctor or a physician, all right? Luke also wrote the book of Luke, or otherwise known as the Gospel according to Luke. That book tells the story of Jesus' life, while Acts tells the story of Jesus' followers who went into the world to share this good news. Luke wrote these books as a historian to help combat the false rumors and teachings that were going around about Jesus. These books were Luke's way of passing on the good news of Jesus. So in the book of Acts is where we meet Tabitha. So Acts chapter 9, verse 36 says this: "There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha." So this town, Joppa, in Hebrew is Jaffa or Yefo, okay? She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. And you might be thinking like, well, there's the end of the story. Her body was washed for burial and laid in the upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby and Lydda. So they sent two men to beg him, please come as soon as possible. So Yefo is the town, is about 40 miles northwest of Jerusalem. Lydda, where Peter is at, is about 16 miles away from Yefo, which is about the same distance from here to like downtown Mariposa, okay? Just so that we have some good reference here. So Peter got there. So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Tabitha had made for them. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, get up, Tabitha. And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called in the widows and all the believers, and he presented her to them alive. The news spread throughout the whole town, and many believed in the Lord. And Peter stayed a long time in Joppa or Jaffa. Yefo. It's confusing. There's like multiple pronunciations for this town. So, but Joppa, living with Simon, a tanner of hides. So it is believed that Tabitha was a widow, which is very difficult, especially in that time and culture. Women who lost their husbands often found themselves unable to support themselves. But Tabitha not only found a way to support herself, she was committed to helping support others too. Tabitha's faith moved her to pass on God's love and the good news by caring for others who were in need, right? Tabitha chose to pass on the good news for her faith, of her faith, good news of her faith through her generosity, through the things that she did, her acts of service and generosity. Because of this, Tabitha was loved deeply by those in her community. She developed a lot of influence. So when Tabitha died, Peter walked into a room filled with women who had been impacted by her life. and we're now mourning her death. Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, but then what happened? Tabitha's pass it on mentality didn't only have an impact on the group of widows. The whole town heard of what God did in and through Tabitha's life, death, and then life again. In fact, the passage says that many believed in Jesus. Her faith and her pass it on lifestyle changed other lives for eternity. When Tabitha passed on the good news of Jesus to others, it resulted in lives changed and deep love for Tabitha in her community. But Scripture tells us that sharing the good news of Jesus can sometimes lead to making a few enemies. When the good news of Jesus was first becoming around and getting spread throughout the world, there was a lot of opposition from both religious and government leaders. Even today, in some parts of the world, it is not taken well, the spreading of the good news. Talking about Jesus could end you up in jail, right? Or even worse. It's not unheard of to face challenges because of your relationship with Jesus. But this shouldn't surprise us. Jesus said these things would happen to his followers. Mark chapter 19 says, verse 9, says, "When these things begin to happen, watch out. You will be handed over to the local councils and beaten in the synagogue. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. For the good news must first be preached to all nations. But when you are arrested and stand trial, don't worry in advance about what to say. Just say what God tells you at that time. For it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit." So Jesus didn't pretend it would always be an easy road, right? Spreading the good news of Jesus, he says, is not going to be the dream, right? But he assures us that the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, will always give us the right words to say, because God is in control, and God's message always comes through. So we also need to remember that Jesus wasn't a stranger to difficulty. Because of his message, he experienced all kinds of hatred, mockery, imprisonment, even death. So when Jesus tells us to continue passing on the good news, he's speaking from experience. He knows what it's like. No matter how difficult, how uncomfortable, or even dangerous sometimes spreading the good news can be, Jesus is worth it. The news that Jesus is alive and that he can give us new life too, that's great news, right? That's something to be spread. That is something to go to prison for, right? When Tabitha was resurrected from the dead, her second chance at life was a catalyst that led to the good news of Jesus being passed on to her whole town. But she was passing on the gospel way before that, right? Tabitha had already received a new life long before her death. Her life began when she was transformed and the moment that she met Jesus. After she met Jesus, Tabitha's everyday life was dedicated to passing on the good news by loving people like Jesus did. Her resurrection from physical death was just one more way that God could move through her life and pass on the good news. You and I will probably never be resurrected from the dead, like Tabitha. But that's okay. We don't need some resurrection in our lives to spread the gospel effectively. That's just what had happened with her. Remember, I said that Tabitha had influence even before she died. She was spreading the good news even before she died. And our lives can spread the good news. So just like Tabitha, our lives can pass on the good news. It's easy to see how we can use our words to pass on the good news of Jesus, but sometimes we forget that our actions can pass on the good news as well, right? Like Tabitha, we can use our gifts, talents, resources to pass on the message of Jesus. Tabitha was skilled at making clothes, so she used her talents and time to make clothes for those in need. This was a way that she loved her community and gained influence. But what about you? What talents do you have? If I was talking with kids and students right now, they would all be shouting at the same time their talents, right? Their gifts. So go for it. Now, be thinking about that. Think about your talents, your gifts, your bandwidth of giving, what you love to do. Maybe it's love of music. Maybe you're a talented musician, or you just love listening to music. Maybe you can't sing at all, but you know music, and you want to connect with others because of music. I got a box. Maybe you love to give gifts, right? Or you have more than you need, so you show others your love. You show others the love of Jesus by living a life of generosity. Maybe it's playing sports, right? Most of you have new hips and new knees, right? You can play sports again, right? but maybe it's your love of sports. So you can spread the love of Jesus to others through sports. Maybe you just really love to learn. Maybe you just really love to read the Bible or read books in general. So you can gather with a group of friends and do a Bible study, right? Learn about Jesus together. Or maybe you just love to serve. Maybe it's food, maybe it's other ways to serve, right? But just like Tabitha, she loved to serve others. She loved to make things for others and take care of their needs. So maybe it could be that you help somebody by feeding them. If you know of somebody in need of just a hand, whether they just had surgery or whatever it might be, you provide a meal for them. The point is, the passing on the good news of Jesus shouldn't just be a one-time event. Just like in Tabitha's life, it was an everyday event, and it should be for us too. Our everyday lives should be reflecting Jesus and showing the good news of Jesus through the way that we live. And that is how we can make a big impact, right? So Tabitha didn't have much, but that's exactly what made her influential. She passed on the good news to others by loving them like Jesus would. Because Tabitha met people's needs and lives were changed. So what about you? What needs can you meet? Who can you love like Jesus loves them? How has God gifted you to share the good news of Jesus with others? This week, I want you to think about what you can do to live out the gospel. Because our lives, your life, can pass on the good news. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says, and Dave read this earlier, and I just want to read it again. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. We're gonna take a few minutes to sing a song together. While we do that, I want to challenge you guys to think about what you can do to be sharing the gospel with others through the ways that you live. What do you have that you could share? How can you use your gifts to serve someone in need? Where do you already have that influence? Who do you know who needs to hear or see the good news of Jesus in action? And what are you going to do about it?